Now, in the 1970s, about 40 years ago, Cesar Chavez, a radical leftist of Mexican heritage, a Mexican-American, made it crystal clear that he was virulently anti-illegal immigrant. He was trying to organize the farm workers. He was celebrated by Obama. He was celebrated by the Obama administration. He is celebrated by the left, by the union movement, by the radical movements, by Latino organizations. And Cesar Chavez in his day was the leading opponent to illegal immigration. And it's pointed out by IJ Review. It's also pointed out by me in Liberty and Tyranny. But they write in one of the most shocking hypocrisies of Obama's tenure, he actually proclaimed that Cesar Chavez's birthday be celebrated to honor a man who was vehemently against illegal immigrants. Cesar Chavez is lauded by the left for organizing farm workers in order to improve their work environment. And because so many of these workers were Hispanic, many take him up as an inspiring leader for Hispanic causes. But this is problematic for Obama in attempting to co-opt Chavez's iconic status, because while he's pressing for comprehensive immigration reform that would normalize many illegal aliens, Chavez had a very strong dislike for illegal aliens. In fact, he was so much against illegal immigration, he took direct action to stop them. Miriam Paul, who wrote a biography on Chavez, she says, Chavez launched the Illegals Campaign in 1974. That's what it was called. It was in the context of strikebreakers and easy availability of people who were brought across the border by U.S. employers to replace striking workers. Chavez's cousin Manuel started what was known as the wet line, quote unquote. Not me, I'm reading from this. A series of tents along a 25-mile stretch of the U.S.-Mexican border along Arizona, where some 300 members of what was then the United Farm Workers Union patrolled to keep would-be border crossers out. So imagine that, this supposed saint had an opinion that liberals now consider to be racist. Cesar Chavez Day, proclaimed by Labor Secretary Thomas Perez. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez, under Obama, invoked the late labor leader Cesar Chavez in an official statement citing his, quote, vision and moral example, unquote, should be used to, among other things, fixing our broken immigration system. Now, left out of that statement was that Chavez was an outspoken opponent, not only of illegal immigration, but immigration generally. Because he understood, as a union organizer, that they were driving down wages of American citizens. And he was even noted to look down at illegal aliens because he believed they didn't really care about the country. They just wanted to take advantage of an expanded economy and opportunities here. In 1969, Cesar Chavez led a march accompanied by Ralph Abernathy, president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the man who was number two to Martin Luther King, and then Senator Walter Mondale, along the border with Mexico, protesting the farmers' use of illegal aliens. So much has changed since then. Cesar Chavez, iconic, radical, Latino union leader. He did not believe illegal immigration was healthy for the nation. And yet today we're told that illegal immigrants, whomever they are, whatever they've done, whatever their age, whatever their background, are more noble and virtuous than we the people. And it is we the people who need to step down and start objecting and support our political lords and what they seek to do to us. I'll be back.